Your friend Jasmine just dropped the bomb that you've been anticipating for weeks now. She and her boyfriend broke up, and she's not okay. On the outside, you remain calm in response to the news, but inside, your mind is reeling. Do you launch into generic platitudes about how there's someone better out there for her? Do you take her out for wine? Do you offer to key his car in the parking lot during his lunch break? I mean, really, where do you begin? In this month's series titled How to Support a Friend When, we're focusing on four common issues that women often deal with and how we can support each other through it. This week, we're specifically focusing on how to support a friend when she's going through a romantic breakup. So we're addressing the do's and don'ts of showing up for a friend during a really painful separation, because let's be honest, it can be trickier than you think. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Byard Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it. One of the most common phrases said to me during one-on-one coaching sessions is, I feel like she didn't support me, or they don't support me, to which I often respond, and what does support look like to you? And I've noticed that it's an eye-opening moment every time, because one, many of us have never been pushed to define, to illustrate what support looks like to us. We believe that it's just a common default idea that everyone shares, and that's not true. And two, it's an eye-opening moment because once we do define it, we realize that our friends may not have the same idea of what support looks like. So we're walking around here operating with different definitions. And by extension, our friends can't show up for us in the way that we need or expect. And it's a fundamental communication issue, and it can seriously impact our friendships. So I'll be addressing all of that more in the book, actually, that I'm writing, that you can find in a bookstore near you in early 2024. Yes, it turns out that things move very slowly in the publishing world, as my agent so often preaches to me. But for now, we can begin to address some things here. When it comes to breakups, we can be fooled into thinking we know exactly how to support our friend because we've been through breakups ourselves, or because we believe we know our friend so well that we can pretty much diagnose exactly what they need. But showing up in the wrong ways, or not at all, can do unintended damage that could be difficult to repair. So let's briefly discuss a few do's and don'ts of supporting your friend through it. And shout out to those of you who shared your experiences with me over on Instagram on my personal page, Danielle Byard Jackson, over on Instagram. You'll find that I took some of your messages, I compiled them into a post BuzzFeed style on the website betterfemalefriendships.com. So if you want to see what real live women are saying about the ways that their friends did and did not show up for them during one of the most painful breakups of their lives, it is an interesting read. And I think you should go and check that out when it drops on the website tomorrow. Okay. So here we go. Here are a couple things to keep in mind when you're trying your best to support your friend through a painful romantic breakup. One, do not try to fix it. Now, you'll be tempted because it's going to bring you relief if it's fixed, and because you genuinely want to end your friend's pain as quickly as possible. You want to help. But unfortunately, to all my type A fixers out there, this is something that is not within your control. And leaning into that truth could be a relief to you, relieving you from the pressure of feeling like it's your duty, and it can give her grief a space to work out on its own timeline. So instead, I want you to ask questions. I know how general that sounds, trust me, but most of the magic of coaching is in the careful offering of thoughtful, well-crafted questions. So take a page from my book. You know, think back to a conversation you had with a friend when you were trying to make her feel better about her breakup. You probably said things like, you know, what you need to do is, or don't feel bad, he's not worth it. Or, you know what, there will be other people who value you. We sometimes don't ask questions because, one, we're genuinely trying to put her at ease, and asking questions leaves us without a sense of control. And two, we think we know her best because she's our girl, so we don't ask. And again, that big complaint that I often hear in coaching is not feeling supported. And so it's just relative. We have to take her lead and be okay with the fact that we might not be able to end her pain, end her grief, and tell her what to do. Here are a couple questions to get you started in those conversations that you're inevitably going to have multiple times as she processes the dissolution of her relationship. Maybe ask, you know, what's the hardest part for you so far? Maybe ask, you know, hey, what do you think you're going to miss the most? What's hurting you most right now? Maybe ask, hey, are you more upset or are you feeling more sad or both? Maybe ask, what do you think you need to feel closure? Or where do you want me to help you hide the body? Okay. Okay, that's dark. But seriously, it takes practice for us to not jump into fix it mode. And if you sprinkle more questions than statements into those conversations, I think you'll be surprised by what you learn and you'll be better equipped to follow her lead as she journeys through this process. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this week's episode of the Friend Forward podcast, but I want to pause for a second to allow you to hear the voice of a member who just graduated out of our 8-week group coaching program called Friendship Elevated as she tells you about her experience.
My name is Mandy Kaiser. I'm a member of the Friendship Elevated coaching program. I work from home and I have my own business, so I'm usually pretty isolated. And I really have to put in a lot of extra effort into making new friends and keeping those friendships going. And I've gotten so much valuable information and resources and support from this program. And I would definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking to strengthen friendships. Danielle is super available during the program. She's always offering. If you want to email her, ask her questions, and the group calls are really helpful. And so you don't have to feel like you're doing it on your own or figuring it out on your own. So I just highly recommend it.
If you're interested in joining us as well, we would love to have you, especially before the price goes up on December 31st and we head into a brand new year. If you are trying to get your friendship situation together and find more satisfying relationships with other women, then you need to join us at betterfemalefriendships.com/membership. That's betterfemalefriendships.com/membership. We'd love to see you over there. The second thing I want you to do when it comes to supporting your friend through a romantic breakup is to avoid cliche platitudes. Okay? Come on. You know exactly what I'm talking about. There's other fish in the sea. There's someone out there who's better for you. Girl, if he doesn't recognize your value, he's not worth it. Like all of that. We've all said it. I've been guilty of it. Okay? While all of it might be true, they've become cliche for a reason. And I know that we tend to offer these generalizations because they're within close reach. And, well, they're classic little easy mantras. But it can feel cheap, especially for a friend who knows you personally and intimately, and then we throw to her a very cliche, plastic feeling, summative statement like that. It can also feel dismissive, like you've reduced her very complicated, multi-layered situation to something that can be solved with fortune cookie wisdom, and that just ain't it. So let's avoid those kinds of sayings at all costs, please. The third thing I want you to consider is not personalizing her behavior. Don't take it personally if she doesn't want to hang out with you. She should be spending some time alone. She may not want to bring you down. Honestly, she might not be in the mood to be encouraged or amused right now. She may want to process or cry alone. She may withdraw. She may be acting a lot differently than she normally does. And you have to find a way to separate how she is treating your friendship during this time from her overall feelings. And we project a lot, you know, with doing fortune telling. That's one of those kind of like eight problematic mindsets that I've spoken about before and we often dig into more deeply during coaching. But fortune telling, where we think, oh, is what's happening right now an indicator of how it's always going to be? So focus less on, oh, she's changed or she's acting differently. Of course she is. She is going through it. Tell yourself it's temporary, and hopefully it is. A fourth thing that I'd like you to consider when you're trying your best, you are trying your darnest to help your friend through this breakup, is to understand that it's a process and it runs on her timeline. So phrases like, you know, you're not over him yet, or girl, you know, it's time to move on already and I'm going to help you. Even when we make it like funny, like girl, what you really need is to find a new guy. Even when we make it funny, we're not honoring her timeline. So remember that a lot of factors are at play. As a matter of fact, according to one study that I'm going to include in the blog post that is on our website at betterfemalefriendships.com, they list a couple factors that determine the intensity and the decrease in overall life satisfaction during this time period. And these factors include 1, the length of the relationship, 2, whether or not they lived together, 3, whether or not they had plans for marriage, 4, whether they share a child or pet, 5, if they are having continued contact or not, and finally, whether or not she was the one who desired the breakup or if he did. So consider all those things. The greater the investments in that relationship, then the greater decline in overall life satisfaction and increase in psychological distress. So as friends, we're often trying to diagnose what we see on the outside without humbling ourselves enough to all the factors that we'll never know. Yes, even if she is your best friend. So there's something known as secondary grief or secondary loss, which means the residual loss that comes with the main loss. So the main loss would be the relationship, right? Or the guy that she is no longer with. But even if she's the one who initiated that breakup, and even if she's feeling a little relieved afterwards because it wasn't good for her, consider the losses that inevitably come with the dissolution of any relationship and how she might be trying her best to navigate those as well. And finally, I want to leave you with this tip. I want you to encourage healthy behaviors. Offer to distract her when she wants to go down the rabbit hole of looking up his social media. You know, this is not a surprise at all, but research shows that yes, doing things like that sometimes prolong our pain and they're not helpful. Encourage her to join you for yoga or some kind of other wellness class instead of going drinking, which can only, intensify feelings of anxiety and depression. How can you help immerse her in a world where she can reflect soberly on what she's going through and process and heal in a way with clarity, without self-sabotaging, without ruminating on negative thoughts? When you can, try to show up in that way. Now, there are so many other tips that we can highlight here. There are several things you should do, others that you definitely should not do. And again, when we post that article on betterfemalefriendships.com, you will see from several women, I was surprised at a couple of things, of the things women were sharing about experiences they've had where their friends said the wrong thing, didn't even realize, and it just ticks them off beyond belief. But I think you can kind of reduce the three main themes to this. 1, allow her her own timeline. 2, remember her decisions and behavior during this time likely are not personal. That's what we mean by like showing people grace, okay? Don't personalize it. And finally, try your very best to focus on her needs and desires and less on your ideal outcome and agenda for what her situation should look like. Now, every friendship is different, so adapt these tips to what works best for you both and then go from there. So we end the show the same way. So here goes. As your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. If you currently have a friend who's going through a breakup, I want you to think about what your ideal outcome for her situation. I want you to think about what your ideal outcome for her situation would be. Is it for her to stop being so sad about it already? Is it for her to find someone new? Is it for her to get back together with him? After you pinpoint what you'd like, I want you to think about your last few exchanges with her and how much of your objective during those interactions was to push her toward the direction of your ideal outcome versus how much you were holding space for her to lead, for her to inform you, for her to articulate what she needs, and your effort to meet her there. How can you pivot? Okay, it's not too late. The next time you see her, how can you pivot in a new direction? And if this episode has you thinking about the overall strength of your friendships right now, you should consider our 8-week group coaching program, Friendship Elevated. There are weekly video modules and 4 personal coaching sessions with me. So I am walking you through the 5 stages of adult friendship as I have identified them. We're talking about connection, mindset, how to make new friends, how to deepen friendships you already have. We're talking about navigating conflict, and we're also talking about exiting friendships that no longer serve you. All 5 stages we're talking about in that program, and I'd love to see you over there. The new year is almost here, and I want you to ask yourself what you'd like to change about the state of your friendships, what you will tolerate no longer in a new year, okay, 2022. And if you're ready to figure that out and to know exactly what to do to start having more satisfying platonic relationships, I encourage you to go for it. I encourage you to go for it now, in fact, before the price on the program increases on December 31st. So as soon as you register, you will schedule a 15-minute phone call with me because I want to get to know you and your situation immediately so I can make sure that your experience in the program is a personal one. And that's all at betterfemalefriendships.com/membership. Until then, you know that I'll be here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.